Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get started. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Might as well just jump into it. Main Street 2024 update.
Mr. Mayor, I'd ask for this to be added to the agenda. YDOT came and gave a stiff update to us. I assume they did to the council as well.
You're correct.
I guess I was concerned when YDOT indicated that the Main Street project may extend over two construction seasons. So I'd like to hear the city's thoughts and also kind of any information that you can share with us since you lead on this.
I haven't heard anything more other than what they gave us at STIP at this point.
I don't remember anything of that in their presentation saying it would take 2 years.
That's the first I've heard of it as well.
They never said that.
They didn't say that to us, but I heard.
Well, I do think it is going to go 2 years because of the water connections that we're doing. That's going to open that corridor longer.
Is there anything that can really be done about that?
John, I think you could, before the contract is let, you could write stipulations in there. You know, they can only work between these hours. They must keep one lane of traffic open. You guys are lead on this, so anything that can be done to alleviate pressure on the downtown businesses, I think is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something we need to look into. I wasn't aware of that either, so I think it's good to dive into that and see if that can be, the Wyoming Department of Transportation or the contractor. How does that work?
Well, so it will be bid by YDOT, but we will put this in as we go through the bidding process and write those specs. They're leaning on our electrical stuff. We hired an electrical engineer to do the lighting. That all gets put into their plan when we bid it. That's why we are really going to do those alleys on either side of Main Street before. We'll do those the year before construction starts with YDOT, so that businesses do have another way to access this. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of traffic is going to try to push off into those alleys.
And that's being bid this fall, isn't it?
Yes.
Of course, for next year.
It's supposed to take place next.
Yeah, next year. That was
spring, summer. Okay.
So is it both size of industry alleys? How far and what? What's the scope?
Benteen down to Bennett, I think, all the way from come and go to the post office, and then on the other side, Angus down to the creek, I guess. That's what I understand.
I understand it's all behind all three.
Yeah.
Is there a chance while that's being looked at? I know some of the businesses on the south side of Main Street have complained about issues with Rocky Mountain Power and transformers. I know this was a big issue for Renee at one point. I don't know, John, any of the stuff that Lee's got going on. Is that in the scope of any of this? Can that be addressed while you've got disruption?
It's all overhead. I think they've corrected that from talking to Renee. I think they put a second transformer and split that line back there behind in the north alley, on the north side of the creek.
I know 94 North Main, they're requiring us to put in a new pole and transformer in there, but that lies on the owner.
Okay, so there's...
there's been no discussion of the city as part of doing paving alleyways of anything to do with power that I know about. Mm-hmm. It's taken 3 years just to get here to finally put in a budget. So I don't know about anything in addition to it.
Just working with Rocky Mountain Power on that, it's my understanding it's the owner's responsibility to take care of the power.
Just another $10,000 for the
Yeah, seems to be the magic number.
At least, yeah. Minimum $10,000.
Any other questions, Commissioner?
No other questions.
No.
Any other questions, Councilman? North bypass pathways, I think. Commissioners, this was...
Yep, this is our project. I just want to make sure the rest of the council is aware. The mayor, as well as Les, have been invited to some of the scoping meetings and the work that's going on. As we do the North Bypass pavement overlay, our intention is to put a pathway from the Main Street Bridge that's over by the car wash on Hart Street, around in front of Buckingham's, across over there to get the pedestrian traffic off of South Bypass. That's a 50-mile-an-hour. You'll remember we initially proposed this project in 2016, but because of budget constraints, we had to shelve it. We're able to continue it. We've invited the city, and it was great that you guys are looking at your sidewalks, to look at routes along the school district. Superintendent Oski is very supportive of this project because it will then loop all the way around and intersect with the sidewalk that ends before you get to the Moose Lodge. You basically have a sidewalk there that goes to nowhere. Mm-hmm. So the hope also then is that using some safe routes to school money, there's potential then that box culvert that goes under Main Street for Cemetery Creek is going to be replaced and enlarged. So then also a sidewalk on the other side of the street to facilitate kids getting to and from the high school. And then they'll work with the traffic engineers on how to get the kids across Cemetery Road and across the highway, essentially there, and then up to the high school. I know that Mr. Oski also had kind of inquired if the city had any interest then on Sesame, where that sidewalk ends, I believe it's in front of Morris's house, and you have basically the pathway that was put in along Cemetery Road that dead ends in front of basically where Harness's pasture ends, and then you go over the cemetery. There's nothing. So we hope that as we continue to work through that, the nice thing is that Brent Bennett is working on that project. I know he's working on your pathway sidewalk plan. I did inquire of him a couple days ago if he had factored any of this into that project and that planning, and he said no, which was a little disappointing since he's doing both documents. But I don't know if that info had circulated from the mayor and Les, but we just want to make sure that everybody was on board.
I've been to the one meeting sometime back.
When are you scheduled to do that, Bill?
We'll have another scoping meeting with YDOT later this fall. They haven't given us an exact date, and then that will be included as we bid our portion of the North Bypass work.
Okay.
So Les and what you mean, or you guys have had communication with Les since?
He was invited, he didn't come. Mayor Pinion won. We have three. So the school district has been watched too.
Yeah, I didn't get a bias, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I think it's something we should work with to try to get something worked out.
Was there an issue, Bill, with that bridge?
There is
a trail crossing the bridge. Yeah.
The bridge that goes over Clear Creek, what is available for basically traveled roadway, there is not enough sidewalk. If you were to narrow the traveled roadway to allow two cars to pass and have a sidewalk that will have ADA compliance, so to get over that, there will be a small footbridge. It actually is not the most expensive part of the project. I think the estimate last I heard was about $50,000 to $60,000 for that footbridge to get the pedestrian traffic, get them off of that bridge, which if you've been out there, the sidewalk isn't even shoulder width.
Yeah.
And when you see moms out there jogging with kids in strollers or kids using that as a way to get to school, we're fortunate that we haven't had an issue out there.
Yeah.
you have any estimates on how much that pathway is going to cost?
Brent is working on final construction estimates. What's nice between our project, in-kind work that we can do on the match, and hopefully the Safe Routes to School money, it should be minimal cost to us, and any level of participation from the city at that point, we can kind of give you an idea, and you can make a decision if you want, and we'll basically do as much of it as we can, and if we have to phase it because of finances, we'll do that. But for us, it's critical to get that pathway done on the bypass.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, definitely.
And we definitely need to tie in our appendages, I think, to it. But
Bill, was it, I'm sorry, you might have said this, but was that happening next year, or was that happening at the same time Main Street when you were having all that done?
It'll be 2024. It'll be
2024.
In our portion of the South Bypass. And obviously, if there is a delay on when the paving is going to be done because you guys are still putting water lines and different infrastructure in place, it'll push our project further out because it's essentially a minimum overlay, with the exception, if you know where that dip is on the bypass, kind of past Buckingham's, but before you get to the old Duffy's Bluff restaurant, there's that bad spot.
But were those storage units?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that really is the big area where that's going to have to be dug out and have some material brought in to get that dip out of there.
Gotcha. I'm just curious about the cost because I think this would, I don't know how you'd ever do it, but that loop that people ride out French Creek and all the way around, that would be another great place to take the traffic or the people off the road.
Mm-hmm. You know, like
yep.
Yeah.
It's so popular.
Madam Clerk, that is a great question. That was actually looked at as part of, there was some COVID trails money, but at this point there isn't even a design. So we weren't in a position to even be able to present to the, but I certainly think it's a long range. It needs to be done. And when we look at our future projects, which one of them is Johnson Creek, certainly that would be the first phase of that, to get it from Johnson Creek back to Rock Creek.
When you see the amount of people out there and consider that they have to compete with me on the road, it's in their best interest.
Would it behoove us to reach out to Brent to see about connecting the sidewalks and paths and what that would take?
Absolutely.
Anything else?
That's what I have.
Governmental property tax exemptions.
You remember 3 years ago this issue reared its head. It was back before Joint Revenue Committee. The difference is this bill doesn't include the requirement that you would have to sell any what they deem surplus property within 10 years. So I don't know if WAM has this on your radar. But it's reared its head, so you know, like housing that you provide for your folks at the water treatment plant, that would be taxable.
What about other buildings, Bill?
There's potential that your YMCA would not be subject to property taxes.
Child development center?
Yep.
The senior center? Mm-hmm. Any place we have rent money from? So we're $10 a year.
$10?
Rent won't pay the thousands of property tax.
Yeah, we now pay quite a bit of property tax on lots that we're not using.
That's right. Well, with the senior center now having the special district, can we not just give them that building for a dollar? I'd give them a dollar.
Can we give them a dollar and a building?
They're pretty old and wise. I doubt that they do that.
They would be open to it.
Yeah.
On board.
Good.
got a special meeting this evening.
I know.
4:30. Gallop over there and test the waters.
I was just at their meeting. I'm on the board. We discussed it. But I don't know what the problem that was had was. You can't, you know, when that came up before, can you just sell a YSA building? You can't sell it because and then they said, well, it had to be a government-to-government transfer. Well, the special district is a government entity. Yeah.
So you think that's an option?
I don't know. I would ask that, you know, the last year or so when they first were going after the special district.
What was their reaction? You got it.
I think it was something they were going to have to think about. Okay. I mean, it's like the bus barn situation. They had to come for us, and we had to totally redo our contract that we had on the buildings that in a different way than we ever would, so they could actually apply for funds to get the bus barn. And then any time they want to, you know, remodel a room, you know, remember they made the offices back there and they did all that stuff a couple years ago, they had to come to us for approval and, you know, anytime they do anything. So.
Sure.
It'd be so much easier for them if they're able to get the funding to add adult daycare. They wouldn't have to, except for going through the building inspector with plans and permits, they wouldn't have to deal with the council saying, yes, it's okay. You know.
Would they be willing to take over the Clear Creek apartments as well? Because that's a separate entity, isn't it?
Yeah.
There.
They manage it now.
But we still own it.
We own that too?
No. There's a housing authority.
The housing authority. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or downtown.
Gotcha. I'll text her.
Wes, do you want to bring that up at your next board meeting? The possibility of that? And see if there's...
I just need to know if it's possible from the city side. That's the question I can't seem to get to.
Check with.
I think I asked Ben that, I think, last year, or 2 years ago. When they first... got the special district.
Yeah, 2 years.
They're in the run. Yeah. And I don't think we ever really got a clear picture. Because what we were always told was unless it's a government-to-government transfer, you had to auction property if you were the city and I'm assuming the county. But then with JOCO, JOCO was able to sell that building to the city because it was government-to-government.
The school district transferred it to the city of Buffalo. Yeah. City of Buffalo transferred it to JOCO.
JOCO. And then JOCO sold their building out.
No, I'm talking about where our trash trucks are.
The little 18 planes they sold directly without having to do anything, just government transfer. Since we were part of the George Howard board anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, I got off topic there.
Yeah,
sorry.
Can we have the city attorney look into that then?
We got to know. I don't see Mr. Myers here.
I just texted.
Mayor, do you want to maybe invite Wendy to talk about how the college are, she's kind of familiar with what Rick's working on? That doesn't put it in the
Well, certainly, if that's all right, it's a pleasure of all of you. Mayor and councilmen and commissioners, I guess my name is Wendy Smith and I'm with Sheridan College in Johnson County. And I guess on behalf of, I can just only speak obviously from the college's perspective and role in the discussion about the creation of a, is that Rick walking in right now?
That was Dan
Lehman. I was hopeful. Anyway, the college, I guess, has been attending the JOCO First meetings and has been a part of a conversation that is ongoing. I would say it's probably been over a year, but there's been a general discussion and some steps taken that I would characterize as being steps towards an economic development plan. And obviously the college's interest in that is that we train workforce. And so we're happy to be at the table and a willing partner. And what I can tell you is how this document that's in front of you came to be. And I'll hope that that is helpful. And Commissioner Novotny and Councilman Madsen have each, and several of the rest of you too, have each been a part of these conversations at different various points over the year. I guess specifically this document, Brandy Harlow, the Northeast Regional person that represents the Wyoming Business Council, as well as Robert Briggs, who is the Sheridan College's IR director, internal research director, but he is also the executive director for the CEDA, the Sheridan Education and Economic Development Authority in Sheridan County. Those two met with myself and Rick Myers and Shan Edwards. I feel like there was somebody else in that conversation, but anyway, we were tasked out of a JOCO first meeting to get together and meet with those folks and look at other examples of economic development RFPs that have gone out from different groups around the state. We looked at Rawlins, we looked at somebody else in the southeast corner, we looked at Moorcroft, we looked at Glen Rock. Brandy and Robert really brought to us a whole bunch of examples of things that different communities and counties have done to go, steps that they've taken that lead them towards some sort of either an economic development plan. You can label it lots of different things. It could be, feasibility studies. It could be, there's lots of different parts and pieces. And from that conversation, the top section of this sheet that's in front of you, labeled scope of service, was developed. And so it's, I believe, what Chair Myers would say if he was here would be essentially that the JOCO First Board is hopeful that you are all supportive of this, or at least the general idea of let's take some steps to develop what would be a plan that would be helpful. I think to lots of organizations, the college included, and then these ones on the bottom, under other potential outcomes, they were left on this sheet because it just gives an idea of different pieces and parts that communities have included in such an RFP. But Brandy Harlow, especially representing the Wyoming Business Council, they do this. They offer services that help communities, arrive at various types of plans or strategies, if you will, and they do have a very specific planning grant that the group, I think, was contemplating applying for. It does require some matching dollars. It's not all, but it could be up to $50,000, if my memory serves me correctly. And so that's what this represents. It's kind of again, Councilman Madsen and Commissioner Novotny have been in a lot of these conversations, so they could probably speak a little bit more to, what was hoped for regarding the discussion today, but that's kind of where this came from.
Thank you. How about that? And thank you. That was very concise.
And Rick is on a list. Let's just be clear.
He's been on many lists.
That's fair.
He hasn't responded yet.
He's permanently listed.
Yeah.
That's right. He knew that he would be here.
So. Yeah. Didn't worry about it.
He figured he'd probably been around.
Yeah, well, I mean, I am curious if you have thoughts or,
Has there been a study of this nature done in the past? Do we know?
No. In the past 15 or more years that I could find, the last study we did was the feasibility for acquiring Bonner Mountain in 2012. And I don't know when we did anything before that. But
it's right. This, Councilman Camino, if I might, Mr. Mayor, that question is really a good one. I think it's fair to say to the letter, in every conversation that I've been a part of regarding all of this, someone is sure to bring up the fact that some studies have been done, but pretty narrow, specific to the Bomber Mountain Center, for example, or specific to parks and paths and open spaces, specific to, there's a lot of studies, and so you'll see on the second bullet, because the desire is to not let that work and good information, A, it doesn't need to be redone, right? Nobody needs to pay for that again. And B, it needs to not just be shelved and forgotten. And so the second bullet on under the scope of service says, undertake a background analysis, taking into account previous studies, directions, and initiatives. So that was actually added by the group to acknowledge past work that has been done.
Okay.
Great question.
This feels like we've had these same building blocks of economic development conversations, and I see the charts come out, you know, and the pyramid and all that. It feels like we do this all the time. On the other hand, when you have the nice study and the plan, and I hate wasting money on studies, but when you go to get any funding, first thing they do is, has this been identified in a plan? And you just get kicked further down the list if you don't have that. So that's my 2 cents on every time we go for grant funding.
Yeah.
If we don't have a plan to say, this is the direction we're headed, they go, yeah, but next time you're going to come, I want to go this direction, and it's not identified in the plan.
I think it could be helpful. I mean, even when we're trying to identify the city's top five projects for ARPA funding, something like this could have been really beneficial in order to identify the needs and where to categorize them. So I think it's a good idea. I'd like to know more about it. So I guess I'll call Rick and see. But you did a great job. Thanks, Wendy.
Well, thank you for your time and consideration, I guess.
Thanks, Wendy.
She's much shorter.
Yeah,
she is. Planned before.
Concise and to the point.
It's computation.
Yeah. Yeah. Should I be like Rick does?
I think it would be a good idea.
Don't give
the Joint Powers Board has changed over the years from when they bought Mountain Meadow Hole, that changed in scope to acquire that building. And when they got bought them out, we had a KC, and then we had a director, and then we don't. And it's just the mission of the Joint Powers Board and the economic development has changed so much. We need to reevaluate and see where we want to go.
It was price discussed on that study?
Was what?
The price, overall cost of the study, was that discussed at all?
Well, Mr. Mayor and commissioners and councilmen.
We're pretty informal.
Well, there's a couple of things, and that's why I walked back over here to sit down, because there's not an easy answer to that. Mm-hmm. You're going to get what you pay for. The overall kind of general answer would be a $50,000 study, and you can apply for, I think, at least half of that. I'm looking at Commissioner Novotny, I think, to be paid for by, or maybe even more, and you know, maybe you only have to have a 25% match, something like that. But if you add to it, like, you know, if you really start to scrutinize these bullets and you're like, yep, these are the things that we think we, you know, we can get within that price range. But as soon as you say, well, but let's add the analysis of, you know, or land use utilization study to the scope of work, or let's add, you know, a feasibility study just for Bomber Mountain Civic Center, or let's, you know, as soon as you start to do some of that, you're going to drive up the price, because you're adding to what you're asking of a firm to do. And so it's not exactly, like, I can't give you one number based on those things. And really, the reason that this group, and I'm representing it again, having been in the room, the reason that the things that landed at the top of that sheet did, and some of these other ones are down here, is because you could almost expect part of the plan to come back and say, well, it's recommended that you do a land use utilization study, or that, you know, so some of these other things could be actions that are strongly suggested in the result. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, okay. Thank you.
Any more questions about that? Hearing none. Mr. Chairman, any more commissioner items?
No, just Commissioner Perry's on the Bighorn Steering Committee's field days today, but I do want to make sure that it's on your radar. The dispersed camping, and if you have thoughts on dispersed camping, Forest Service debuted their recommendations. Commissioner Perry was on the steering committee that put those together. So if you have thoughts, if you'll either share them with him or reach out to Thad with the Forest Service as that moves through the process, it's critical. We all know how important camping and tourism, but we also know that folks are starting to love the bighorns to death, and so we've got to protect the resource.
Are they making any kind of progress with it? Because I know like, at least 8 years that they've been throwing that around. It doesn't seem to make any progress.
I think we are getting closer to some sort of final recommendations that could go out for public comment and then you could go through the record of decision and all the Forest Service steps, but I think that closer to recommendation than I've seen.
Do they have a place on the website, and I'm thinking the answer is yes on this one, where you can submit your comments online?
I don't know if they're taking their... Or maybe they are. I know they have a QR code where you can scan and comment that way. But I know your smartphone will help you with that.
Mine is kind of going crazy.
Does that work for flip phones too?
Hey,
we don't rely on that phone anymore, Bill.
Anything else, Mr. Chair?
Yep.
Commissioner Green?
Yep.
Councilman Madsen?
I guess one of the things. Both Commissioner Novotny and I have been attending some of the meetings for the skilled nursing facility, but put on your radar for October 20th will be they're having a dedication. It sounds like they may not be 100% complete, but they'll be one building at least will be completed and the other two will be closer, but that was they're going to have dignitaries here on the 20th. Now that's only a couple days after our next meeting next month, so I wanted to put that on everybody's radar to kind of plan ahead for it, and hopefully we'll know more as we get closer, but I think they're still pushing for that date, the last I heard.
Have they started staffing?
No, they've got to get through their certifications.
Okay. But still some more tape.
Well, there is, but and the positions were allocated in the budget that was passed. And so they're there. It's a matter of them being ready to start. And I understand there are staff members that want to move across the parking lot into that facility and work that are presently on staff. The interesting, because that facility was built with federal dollars, there is a requirement of a COVID vaccine. If you work in the domiciliary that is administered entirely with state dollars, you don't have to have a COVID vaccine. So I think it's creating some interesting dynamics that Bruce didn't initially think he was going to have to deal with. So,
and they've also, they put out an ad a bit about 3 or 4 weeks ago in the newspaper there for hiring some positions at the nurse, at the veterans home, but those are more of the oversight positions that will oversee both campuses up there, and so they could hire those now. But yeah, they're slowly staffing and ramping up, but they won't be open until I believe the middle end of November is what they, depending on how things, there's been a few change orders in the past couple months where they've delayed it a few days or a week here or there, and they won't know till they get down to the final exactly when the completion date will be. But it's,
and Scott, is there a time already set for the 22nd for that dedication?
The 20th. I don't have a time yet. The normal meeting will be is 1 o'clock, but I don't know so when they're going to do it.
I would assume Colonel Shepard, who's in charge of the dedication, will send all that information out. So,
okay. Well, I don't always get anything from that, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, if we get anything, we'll forward it on to him.
Thank you.
If I don't hear anything by the first part of October, I'll reach out and see if I can find something from him.
Okay. Thanks. Councilman Madison, anything else?
That's all.
Councilman Camino?
Nothing.
That's very nice.
I'm sure we all got the invite to the Conservation District tour with Zach Byron.
No, didn't yet.
No, okay. I had one in my mailbox.
Might be in your mailbox.
I'm sure you did. I know I've done that a couple times. It's a really good tour. I can't go this year, so I'm hoping that some can.
We've gone before. It's worthwhile.
Yeah. Just wondering.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
I don't have anything, Madam Clerk.
Welcome. It's been since March since this group has met.
Since you started your budget.
Yeah. And we've changed City Hall a little bit, so welcome back. It's good to get together again.
Yeah.
And I've been, so part of my progress when I track this group is whether Commissioner Greeno is drinking Diet Coke for breakfast, or if she's not drinking Diet Coke, because she goes through these cycles, and I see
I fell off the wagon
again. I'm sorry. Just wanted to point that out.
Well, there we go.
Other manager. Press. No. As the announcements next, Councilman Commissioner Breakfast is October 18th with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. We'll be happy to be here. Anything else for a good group?
Julie, thank you for coming.